welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Frieda, Atlanta's own medical expert commentator and motivational medical speaker, about blood pressure. Don't let it get high off your own supply. Our guest today is a native of Augusta, Georgia. However, she was raised in St. Petersburg, Florida. She graduated from the honors program at Florida State University with a BS degree in biology. Dr. Frieda attended medical school at Meharry Medical College, where she was inducted into the Alpha Omega Alpha Honor Medical Society, the highest honor attainable by a medical student. She completed her internal medicine pediatrics residency at Georgetown University Hospital, and she completed her nephrology fellowship at Emory University School of Medicine. She is currently triple board certified in nephrology, internal medicine, and pediatrics. Today, she does medical expert commentary on a wide variety of topics, and she is also a very exciting motivational medical speaker. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class business professionals. Dr. Frieda, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug.
Now, Doc, you are a medical expert and you are triple board certified. Tell us, what does that really mean?
What that means is that I have run around here getting all types of medical degrees because I love medicine so much. I did my initial training at Georgetown University Hospital, where I did a double residency in internal medicine and pediatrics. I took my boards, got certified in both of those specialties. And then I went on to matriculate at Emory University Hospital, where I specialize in nephrology and hypertension, kidney disease. So now I'm also board certified in nephrology. So internal medicine, pediatrics, nephrology, those are all my specialties. So I can talk about just about any medical condition.
Well, one of your specialties is nephrology. For the people out there in our listening audience who may not know what nephrology is, tell us, why did you choose it as a specialty?
Well, nephrology is the study of the kidney. And when I was in medical school at Meharry, just about all of the medical students would tell horror stories about kidney physiology. It was thought to be one of the most difficult, most complex parts of the body to understand. So I would sit right in the front row just to make sure that I didn't get lost. And as it turns out, I had a great affinity for the kidney. I loved learning about the kidney, and it actually came pretty naturally to me. But then when I did my rotations in dialysis units when people had kidney failure, I found that over 95% of the patients were African American. Yet when I went to transplant clinics where people were actually getting kidney transplants and that key to longer life, I found hardly any African Americans. And that's when I realized that there was a great health discrepancy. And I felt like I really could have a voice in helping to prevent kidney disease in at-risk populations.
Wow. Where do you practice nephrology?
I practice at Emory University Hospital Midtown on 550 Peachtree Street.
All right. Well, what are the symptoms of hypertension?
Well, the most common symptom is nothing. No symptom at all, which is why hypertension is considered the silent killer. By the time you have symptoms, it's oftentimes very severe, the blood pressure. But symptoms can be headaches, blurry vision, chest pain, shortness of breath, swelling. But again, usually there are no symptoms. So the key is getting diagnosed early on and doing routine follow-ups with your doctor to prevent ever getting the high blood pressure.
Well, what are the consequences of hypertension?
Well, the consequences are heart attacks, strokes, and hypertension is actually the second most common cause of kidney failure, dialysis.
Wow. Well, blood pressure, don't let it get high off your own supply. What do you mean by your own supply?
So there are many things that we actually supply ourselves with that can cause the high blood pressure. Number one, salt or sodium. When I ask my patients if they have high salt diets, most of them get offended. They say, oh, Dr. Frieda, I don't add salt to my food. However, so many of the things that we eat already have so much salt in them, we may not even know it. For example, if you are a vegetarian, Say you get two nice vegetarian sausage links. That will have 300 milligrams of sodium. If you get a cup of creamed corn, a vegetable, that has 671 milligrams of sodium. And even ketchup, one tablespoon, has 197 milligrams of sodium. So what does that mean? Well, most people should be eating less than 1,500 milligrams of sodium in 24 hours. So if you think about the items I just listed, even without picking up the salt shaker. So it's important to read labels, keep that salt down, or else your blood pressure can get high off your own supply of salt. There are other things as well, such as obesity. Being overweight increases your risk. So you can, your blood pressure can get high off your own supply of your body fat, obesity. It can get high off your own supply of stress. All of us have stress. But when you go into stress, then your body releases these hormones, which cause your blood vessels to tighten or constrict. And this causes high blood pressure. And so if you're a person who gets stressed out several times a day, you could be causing your blood pressure to be elevated several times a day. So don't let your blood pressure get high off your own supply of stress. There's so many things we can do in our lifestyles alone to decrease blood pressure.
So stress, obesity, and salt intake about the top three things that you just mentioned, correct?
Yes.
All
yes.
right. But what makes people resistant to getting treatment for their high blood pressure?
Well, for one thing, when people think about treatment, they often think about drugs, chemicals, and it makes a lot of people feel like there's a loss of control. And they want to say, you know what, I can do this on my own. I don't need drugs. I don't need these chemicals, these toxins in my body. And to a degree, many people can, with lifestyle changes, get the blood pressure down, with exercise, water drinking, proper diets. That's true. But for some people, that blood pressure does require certain medications. And if they take those medications, a lot of times there's side effects, at least initially, that they have to be aware of. I think that a lot of it is education. When I put my patients on a blood pressure medicine, I warn them, if you've been walking around with high blood pressure, then once you start this medication, your body may perceive a normal blood pressure as being very low. So you may get tired, you may get fatigued, you may have very, very, very low energy. You may feel awful for the first 2 to 3 weeks, but if you wait it out, then your body will get used to the medication and used to that normal blood pressure, and you'll do fine. So I think a lot of people are resistant because initially, as that blood pressure gets down, they do feel sick, and that makes them think that maybe a high blood pressure is normal for them, but it's not. Even if you have no symptoms with high blood pressure, it's still doing damage to your heart, to your brain, to your kidneys. So it's important to be treated.
Wow. Well, Dr. Frieda, how do you respond to people who say high blood pressure is normal for me? I feel sick when my blood pressure goes down to normal.
I get that response so often in my office, and I tell them, if you're walking around with high blood pressures, 200s over 100s, or even 160s over 90s, all of those are high. Normal blood pressure is, for that top number, systolic to be less than 120, and that bottom number, the diastolic, to be less than 80. But if you feel normal with the high blood pressure, that means that, unfortunately, your body has already been damaged and it's already compensating and making you think that high blood pressure is normal, but you are still at the highest risk for heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and more. What I tell them is that high blood pressure is not normal for anyone. And no matter where you are or who you are, you must get your blood pressure down to normal and in order to live your healthiest, happiest, fullest life.
Well, Dr. Frieda, lucky for us, you're available for interviews or more interviews and speaking engagements. How can people book you for either one?
Absolutely. Well, you can follow me on social media at Dr. Frieda. That's D-R-F-R-I-T, as in take care of yourself, A, at Dr. Frieda. I can also be booked if you are to call my office at 404-523-8810. Or just Google me, Google Dr. Frieda, and you can go to my website. I can talk about just about any kind of medical issue, not just kidneys, not just high blood pressure. I also talk about strokes. I talk about heart disease. I talk about mental illness. I talk about pediatric conditions. I definitely talk to adolescents about making good choices, safe sex. I talk about all kinds of things from A to Z, and I keep it exciting. I keep it entertaining, and I definitely keep it informative. So just follow me at Dr. Frieda. D R FRIT as in take care of yourself A.
If we want to learn more about hypertension or about other health-related topics, how do we find you?
Well, you find me by, again, going to Dr. Frieda. You can also, again, Google me at Midtown Nephrology, which is a long one, but it's Midtown and then Nephrology, N-E-P-H-R-O-L-O-G-Y. I actually have a YouTube channel where I talk about just about anything, and I have several videos out. I have some out on psoriasis, on bipolar disorder, on hypertension, on kidney disease, and I'll be putting out YouTube videos just about every week, and I'm accepting comments and suggestions because I want to know what people want to learn about. So if you want to learn more about hypertension, please come to my website. I also have some great educational links. I link you to the NKF, National Kidney Foundation.
Well, Dr. Frieda, I know that you're transitioning to become more of a medical expert commentator. Where does that passion come from?
That passion comes because when I talk to my patients one-on-one, thankfully, I always get a feedback where they say, you know, you really broke it down in a way that I can understand. I know a lot of us, when we get into a hurry, especially doctors, we tend to use big scientific words. We forget how to break things down into just really good digestible language that everyone can understand. And I feel that I've been blessed with that gift, and I'm able to share it one-on-one with the patients who come to see me at Emory, but I want to be able to share it with more people on a broader stage. And so I would like to be a medical commentator so that my voice can reach others who can't physically come to me, and I can help them to live healthier, happier lives.
Now, you've been advocating healthcare excellence for all. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I advocate healthcare excellence for all because I feel that certain populations just don't have the same voice. If you are someone who, for example, does not have access to equal medical care, you may find yourself choosing between groceries to feed your family versus medicine and going to the doctor. And with most people, those groceries and that feeding your family, feeding your children will come first, and you just don't advocate for yourself. You don't put health first. So I'm advocating healthcare excellence for all because regardless of your social status, regardless of your race, your color, your creed, regardless of the money in your bank account, you deserve excellent health. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be happy. And so I'm out there lobbying and educating everyone. I want everyone to have excellent healthcare access because we're in this together.
Well, as a medical expert, you're credentialed to speak on many different topics. Let's just go over a few about, say, genetics. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's interesting. And for anyone who ends up watching some of these paternity shows, the paternity arguments, well, I get some of those arguments even in my office where I have patients who say, hey, that patient, you know, this child can't be mine. I have very dark skin. That child has very light skin. Or they say, hey, this kid can't be mine. Everyone in my family has a certain type of a birthmark. That child doesn't have it. I talk about genetics because I try to explain to people that genes can be spread in different ways, not in obvious ways. And so I really try to break down and educate people in that manner.
Now, when it comes to internal medicine, we talked about high blood pressure. What about nutrition and fitness? Let's talk a little bit more about that. What do you tell your patients about nutrition and fitness?
Nutrition and fitness are the first lines to having good health, especially with people who want to try to avoid being on medicines. Then what you put in your body makes all of the difference. I encourage my patients to try to have low fat, low carbs for the most part, low sugars, and try to have really high protein and vegetable diets. Fitness. I want my patients to move their bodies at least 30 minutes every day. It can be brisk walking. And if you're a patient who maybe has bad joints, you have arthritis, find out if you can get into some water aerobics. It's so important to move the body and to get that heart beating, that circulation going. Nutrition and fitness are key elements in having excellent health.
All right. Well, when it comes to pediatrics, what about childhood illnesses or immunizations or who gets the flu shot? Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. So the flu shot, and I know that we've been having some controversy as of late about the flu shot, but the key to the flu shot being important is that the flu kills. And of course, being a physician, I see things more than what non-people see. I've watched healthy happy people actually die from the flu, something that could have been prevented had they had the flu shot. So certainly patients who have asthma or elderly patients or people who are being exposed to mass populations, all of them need to get the flu shot as well as other immunizations. Now, of course, each family needs to make the decision that's correct for them, because there are some people who have certain barriers or even just religious reasons to not get the flu shots. That's totally up to them. But what I do urge is that you read and that you educate yourselves and that you understand what not just the flu shot, but what pneumonia shots and other immunizations, what they can provide. You actually educate yourself about history, because before we had immunizations, so many diseases that we can now thankfully prevent.
Okay. What about adolescent medicine? What do you tell kids about peer pressure?
Now, adolescents are some of my favorites to deal with, because most of the teenagers I encounter know just about everything, or so they think, especially with social media. But one thing I really encourage my teens to do is to make good health decisions. And a lot of teens, even though it seems like it should be obvious, but a lot of teens think that if a young lady or a young man, if they look healthy, then they probably don't have an infection, particularly a sexually transmitted infection. I try to educate them by saying people who have sexually transmitted infections don't look a certain way. They don't look sick. They don't have sores all over their bodies. They're not walking in a way that makes you think, oh, there's something wrong with them. So even if they get caught up in the moment and the birds and bees are stinging, that they need to practice safe sex measures if they're not going to be abstinent. And I have one of my lectures where I go into great detail with great graphic detailed pictures of what sexually transmitted infections look like. And I let them know it's not just a certain, you know, bad population that has them. Everyone can get them. And I just encourage teenagers to make good decisions and to protect themselves sexually. I also encourage them to make good health decisions, because when you go to a fast food restaurant, you see that a lot of the people in line in front of you are these teenagers eating all the French, the salt, the cheeseburgers. I tell them that treating their bodies like a temple right now, honoring their bodies with nutrition and fitness now, will give them that longevity in the future. And so I try to hit early with my adolescents who know everything and tell them, you know what, I can help you to learn a little bit more if you'll just listen, and we can have fun learning together.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine.
Now, I have watched that People You Need to Know magazine. I've flipped through it. I've read the articles. And each time I find the people to be amazing. First of all, they look gorgeous. And they're really just movers and shakers right here in Atlanta and beyond. And I am just honored. I'm honored to be a part of that and a part of that magazine, because I want to reach audiences far beyond Atlanta. I want to reach audiences in all 50 states to let them know what I'm doing as far as medical speaking, motivational speaking, and just trying to make this world a better place. And so the best place to do it is in the People You Need to Know magazine, because guess what? I'm a person you need to know. Dr. Frida, D-R-F-R-I-T, as in take care of yourself, A. Please come join me.
I don't think anyone in our listening audience would dispute that. I think you are somebody People You Need to Know. We're also proud to have you in our next magazine. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
So, again, you can join me on social media, Dr. Frida, D-R-F-R-I-T, as in take care of yourself, A. Or you can go to my website, MidtownNephrology.com. That's Midtown, NephrologyY.com. Or just Google Dr. Frida Fisher. And if you want to use that telephone, call 404-523-8810. That's 404-523-8810 to reach me, Dr. Frida.
Well, Dr. Frida Fisher. Well, I'm just going to say Dr. Frida. Atlanta's own medical expert, commentator, and motivational medical speaker. Thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Spark Plug. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women in business like Dr. Frida. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio, or be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please visit gigmasters.com/sparkplug. I want to take a moment to thank my team for doing another awesome job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.